Step number two, verify expenses. In the previous section, we showed you how to estimate the income potential of a property. In this section, we'll assess the expenses. The goal throughout this exercise is to get a picture of where your expenses are and try to find ways to do things better, smarter, and for less money than the owner. Unlike the income calculation, where your goal was to be 100% on the money in terms of accuracy, with expenses, the goal is to get reasonably close. We'll find out all the minute details later in the game, when we begin a process known as due diligence. Regardless of whether you will be using a property management company or not, calling one to visit the property and help you assess everything involved in running the place is a good idea. Just call and say, "I'm looking at buying an 8-unit building, and I'm not sure if I want to run it myself or hire a company to do it. I'd like to show you the building and talk with you about it." The hour or so you spend with the property management representative will be a good investment of time. And if you have to pay that person an hourly consulting fee, it's worth it. Make the objective of the meeting twofold. First, you want to learn what it will take to run the property. And second, you'll want to get insight on how to minimize expenses. Keep in mind, at this point in the process, your goal is to get an idea of the ongoing services and repairs, as well as upgrades the building might need. This is the time to put rough numbers on paper and analyze if the cost of the needed repairs will still allow you to be profitable. So what are the expenses? To answer that question, we'll need to examine an expense table, which shows the seller's anticipated expenses for the coming year and the actual expenses for the prior year. If you look at the sample expense table we've included with the audiobook, the line items you'll find are repairs and maintenance, utilities, real estate taxes, insurance, and replacement reserves. First, we'll look at repairs and maintenance. The first thing that caught my eye on this table was that the seller pro forma number was lower than the prior year actuals. For some reason, this seller or broker wants us to believe that the repairs and maintenance will actually go down by $1,300 from the prior year. Here's a rule of thumb. As properties age, repair and maintenance costs go up. So for purposes of my projections, I will use the prior year actuals number of $8,010, knowing that even this number could be low. Next, we'll look at utilities. Notice that the seller's pro forma utilities figure appears to be in line with the actual expenses from the prior year. But let me caution you that utilities normally have standard rate increases from year to year. In this pro forma, the seller projects no increases. For now, we'll use the seller pro forma number, but you can get a very realistic projection simply by contacting the utility companies. How about the next line in our expense table? Real estate taxes. Real estate tax expenses are simple to determine with almost pinpoint accuracy. The data is usually available on the internet. Simply go to the county assessor website and locate the property search area of the site. Then type in the property address to get the current figures. In most cases, you'll see not only the prior year property tax amounts, but also projections for 1 or 2 years out. Focus on the future and use the next year's assessment as your projection. But understand that property sales often trigger tax increases, so you may want to consult with your real estate tax team member about this. For the purpose of expense evaluation, I'll just say I found the seller's figures to be accurate. The next item in our expense table is insurance. Insurance rates can vary widely from company to company, so my suggestion is that you get a couple of insurance agents to bid on the property and use that number in your projections. As your business grows, you can bundle all your properties under a bulk insurance program, which generates substantial savings. Finally, we'll look at our replacement reserves expense. The replacement reserves are the funds you put aside for the inevitable replacement of capital items, such as appliances, carpets, countertops, roofs, and so on. I get really nervous when I see that the seller did not spend a dime on the property in the prior year, as our sample table indicates. Moreover, the broker or seller projected an additional $1,200 for the new buyer, and trust me, this is no gift. This tells me that this property has some deferred maintenance, and it's probably more than the $1,200 figure. Adjusted expenses. At this point, we have the numbers we need to complete our expense analysis. To do this, we simply get out our calculator and run the expense totals to see how our numbers differ from the seller's pro forma numbers. And what we discover is the difference is significant, from $15,573 to $17,083. That's a $1,510 difference that may have come right off your bottom line. Step number 3, determining the net operating income. After you have determined your income potential for the property and you have a good estimate of the expenses, you need to determine the net operating income, or NOI. This is a very important number because you will eventually base your offer on it. To calculate net operating income, you simply subtract your expenses from your income. Hopefully, you end up with a large positive number. The larger, the better. But before you get too excited when you see the number, which is one indicator of net cash flow, remember that this number does not include your loan payment. The loan payment will be determined by how much you pay for the property, your down payment, and the interest rate. To calculate net operating income on the example we've been using, we simply take our projected total income of $39,451 and subtract our projected total expenses of $17,083 to get an NOI of $22,368. Notice the seller pro forma net operating income is a full $7,179 higher than ours. This is a significant difference and would certainly have set up an unsuspecting buyer for failure.